From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis, reporting from Ag Central. Well, nearly 100 acres of land is dedicated to helping students learn. Now, the Ag Land Lab is one of the newest additions to the North Dakota State College of Science. Craig Zimprich with the college explains more about how this land will actually be used.
The Kozel family is the group that stepped forward, had a piece of land that they thought would work well for us. They really had some strong beliefs that education in the College of Science is a good thing. They put that to use and are going to let us use that land to build our ag department. So, yeah, this is definitely a huge addition. We think hands-on is great for the ag students.
Now, Zimprich says they're planning to partner with ag businesses to enhance the student learning experience.
We're working on a philosophy that we're going to try to partner with ag business to provide some of the inputs and allow the students to go out there, scout the fields, get their information. But by the same token, since we kind of have control of the land, our precision ag students, our soil students, can go out there, do hands-on soil testing. They can gather input data. They can gather harvest data, soil tests, and they can create precision mapping, put forward ideas, and also maybe some of the management. What type of rotations should we be looking at in those regards? So I think just about all aspects of our curriculum will be able to utilize some of that information.
Well, he says there are roughly 90 students in the College of Agriculture at NDSCS. Well, building relationships leads to consistency in cattle production. Well, today we meet Todd Wilkerson of Desmet, South Dakota. He and his two brothers finish cattle in quarter-mile-long monoslope buildings in an area once dubbed Poverty Flats. He tells us how relationships make the business successful. Now, when cattle feeder Todd Wilkerson starts filling his pens, he has a specific animal type in mind. It's based on what he wants to market to the packer.
I buy probably 90% of our cattle right off the ranch. So I'm looking for an animal that's going to perform, that's going to have the ability to let me hit the April market, for instance, with that fall calf that I'm going to pick up here in just a few weeks. And I'm looking for an animal that's got great genetics that can make me hit a premium. I need to hit that choice and prime in the CABs, because that's the program our operation is in.
Well, the easiest way to get those kind of cattle in his yard is to work on repeat suppliers.
We've had relationship with ranchers for many, many years. And because of that, I know the genetics. They know our shot protocol. So we know with our ranchers, we work out a program as to what preconditioning program they're going to have, and then what we expect out of the delivery, and then all the way into the background yards where we go through the same protocols. We try to keep consistent so we can keep our product consistent.
While the family works with 9 backgrounding yards that get the calves ready for the feed yard, and they track them all the way through. Final carcass and performance data is shared back with the producers.
It's one of the reasons that a lot of ranchers like to do business with our operation is because they can determine if their bull power needs to be adjusted, if their calves aren't what we're looking for. So they're looking for that feedback to build their herd. And when they improve their herd, they're improving our finished product. So it's kind of a synergy there, works very well between our operation and a lot of the ranchers.
That teamwork not only improves the cattle, but also those relationships.
A lot of them really want to know because they never get to hear it. You know, they take and sell that animal, they don't know what happens. And they'd like to know what their efficiencies are, what the rate of gain is, just how that animal's performing.
When everybody has their eye on the end goal, it makes everybody more profitable. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk dairy. Find out if we can make some money that direction in agriculture. That's up next.